Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our crucified and risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our message for today is from the Old Testament reading from Numbers chapter 14, especially these words. The land we passed through and explored is exceedingly good. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into that land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and will give it to us. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will swallow them up. Their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them. This is our text. The fearless explorer and the brave adventurer going into uncharted territory where no foot has trod and seeing what no eye has ever seen. Fearlessly pushing forward, those brave, hardy pioneers charting new courses to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before. Or maybe sometimes not quite so brave and so bold. Because that uncharted, unknown territory is just that. It is uncharted and it is unknown. Who can know what in the world might be there? Hic sunt dracones. Hic sunt dracones, right? Three Latin words there. Now, let me explain what that means. You know, back around maybe 500 years ago or so, during the age of exploration and discovery after Columbus had set out and sailed and discovered the new world, there were map makers who would try to make maps to try to chart this uncharted new land that was being discovered. But the problem for these map makers was this. There were still a lot of places in this new world that were unknown. There were places that were unexplored, things they didn't know about. There were some places in this new land that was being explored where sometimes those adventurers went off and they tried to explore, but sometimes those folks never came back. And so sometimes when those map makers were making their maps to sort of signify and to explain to people that these were places that were unknown, places that were undiscovered, places we didn't know anything about, sometimes the map makers on their maps would draw pictures. Pictures of sea monsters and vicious creatures. And sometimes in those spots, they would put those three Latin words, hic sunt dracones. Literally, from the Latin, it means here be dragons. Those unknown and unexplored places. Hic sunt dracones. Here be dragons. In other words, it was their way of saying, warning, danger, be careful. Don't go there. And it's in that kind of spirit that God tells Moses to send out these 12 spies to go up and to look over this new land, this promised land that they were supposed to go up into. After all this time of wandering, here they were, finally, after 2 years wandering around in the desert, the time had finally come. They were supposed to go up into this good place. They were going to blaze this trail into this place where they had never been before. this unknown and uncharted territory. So those 12 spies go up there to check it out, and they come back. And what is their report? What do they have to say? Well, at least for 10 of the 12, the report was this. Hic sunt dracones. Here be dragons. 10 of those 12 were absolutely broken by what it was that they had seen up there. They just completely and totally lost their minds. The warning lights were flashing. The alarm bells were going off. Danger. This is intimidating. It's terrifying. This is uncharted territory. There be dragons. And from there, the report goes out, and the panic spreads like some kind of disease. It just completely spirals out of control. The people are hearing this report, and they're saying, we don't know where we are going. We don't know what is going to happen. We are all going to die. Just running around like their hair is on fire. So terrifying. Crazy, isn't it? But it's also something that's maybe relatable for us. Maybe something that's relatable for you and me, because maybe you and I have felt like we're in those places once in a while too. Chances are you have never been sent out to scout some unknown land. You've probably never set sail on some old schooner or sailing ship. You've never gone hurtling through space, but you have stood on the edge of other unknowns. Maybe it was the first day of school in a brand new place. Maybe it's graduation. Maybe it was heading off to college. Maybe it was starting a brand new job, getting married, starting a family, launching that family and becoming empty nesters. All sorts of moments and all sorts of events in life that hold all kinds of possibilities for incredible great things, all sorts of wonders, and all sorts of joys, but there is also with each of those moments and each and every one of those opportunities that great unknown. Because with each and every one of these, there is always there in the back of our minds that little bit of fear. Failure. After all, who's to say it's going to work out? Who's to say that any of this is ever going to be successful? How do we know? I mean, in any given moment, everything could fall apart. You could be facing financial ruin. You could be in destitution. Or, if it isn't one of those things, maybe you're looking out at our world, our country, and our culture right now, and you're looking at all these things, and you're wondering, where in the world is all of that going? Where is it heading? Because it just seems like things just keep on getting worse and worse and worse. Or, maybe for some of you, it's that thought of what might be happening. Going to the doctor's office. Heading into the hospital. Waiting for the test results. Waiting for the news. All of these moments. Hic sunt dracones. Here be dragons. We can think about them, start to dwell on them, we turn them over our mind over and over again, and before long, that panic can start to spread and it can start to spiral. We don't know where we are going. We don't know what is going to happen. We're all going to die. Those Israelites back in the book of Numbers, you and me here today, we're separated by thousands and thousands of miles and thousands of years, but yet we have a lot in common, don't we? Those same unknowns, that same familiar panic. And in between them and us, there have been a lot of people who have felt those same kinds of things. Same fear, that same doubt, and that same panic. As a matter of fact, there is one group in particular. There's a group of 12 guys who were gathered in an upper room. And they were feeling pretty comfortable. They were happy with where it is that they had been. They had spent the last 3 years with their good teacher, Jesus. They've been traveling around from place to place with him, and sometimes maybe it was a little bit challenging, maybe sometimes a little bit puzzling, but they had grown to really like where it was that they were at. But now they were gathered, these 12 guys in this upper room with their good teacher, Jesus, and they were hearing this report that they were about to enter into a strange new land. They were going into some uncharted territory. Because Jesus is telling them that this bizarre thing. He's saying to them that he is going to be leaving them. He is going to depart. He is going to go away from them. He is going to prepare a place for them. But he says to them, you know, it's going to be okay, because even though I am going to leave you, you know the way to where I am going. But for those 12 guys in that upper room in that moment, hearing that news, the panic sets in, it spreads, and it spirals. And Thomas, you gotta love Thomas. Thomas gives voice to that panic. Lord, we do not know where you are going. We do not know what is gonna happen. We are all gonna die. Hic sunt dracones, here be dragons. But Jesus says, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. I am going ahead of you. I am going before you to prepare a place for you and to prepare a way for you. Because Jesus says that he himself is that way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can get to where I am going. No one can come to the Father except through me. Calm. Peace. Be still. See, those Israelites back there in the book of Numbers, and all of their worry and all their fear and all their panic, they overlooked and they forgot one important thing. Now, except for Moses and Aaron and Joshua and Caleb, those four did not overlook it. They didn't forget it. It's one little simple thing. It's almost easy to skip right over it in our reading for today. They knew that this place that they were going into, it was not unknown. It was not uncharted territory, because they were not going by themselves. Those simple little words that they spoke, God is with us. God is with us. Even before they fought one battle, even before they picked up one sword, even before they took one single step, the outcome was already guaranteed. God had already given this to them. He had already delivered it to them. There is a reason that it was called the promised land. God said that he was going to give it to them. He had already gone ahead of them. Those enemies that they were so afraid of, those enemies they were so terrified of, this land, those fortified cities, it was already done. It was already defeated. Because God, the creator of the universe, said that it is indeed so, that he was going to do this, and they could be sure of this, that when that God who is the creator of the universe says something like that, it is as good as done. And for Thomas and the disciples, and for you and me here today, for us, every single day that we live, every single morning that you wake up, it's almost like we're living on the brink of an unknown. Every moment is an opportunity for absolute panic, fear, worry to spiral, to look at it all and to say, hic sunt dracones, here be dragons. But friends, I got good news for you. There are no dragons. There are no dragons. Those great big terrifying dragons, the ones that we're so afraid of, sin and Satan and death, that are waiting out there in that unknown future, Jesus has gone ahead of us. He has already met them in battle. And he has already slayed those dragons at the cross and in his empty Easter resurrection tomb. He says it on the cross, and it is true. It is definitive. It is finished. It is over. It is done. He has accomplished it all for us. There is no unknown. There is no uncharted territory for you. Whatever it is that you're facing, that first day of school, that graduation, going off to college, getting that new job, getting married, starting a family, becoming empty nesters, the direction of our world and our nation and our culture, going into the doctor's office, or the hospital, going into the oncology department, or the ICU. You are never going into any of those places alone. You are not going there by yourself. Trust that Jesus is there. He goes with you. He has gone ahead of you, even on your deathbed, even into the grave. There is no foreign territory to Jesus. He has been to each and every one of those places already. He has gone to them before you. He has gone there ahead of you, and he has walked out of all of it. And he promises you and I that same resurrection victory. Everywhere that you go, every single thing that you do, Jesus goes ahead of you, and Jesus goes with you. He is guiding you with his nail-scarred, forgiving hands. Hic sunt dracones, here be dragons, is exceeded and it is overwhelmed and it is swallowed up by something a lot bigger and a lot greater. Another phrase that you all know very well. Emmanuel. God is with us. Jesus is for you. Amen. May that grace and that mercy and that peace of our forgiving, redeeming, resurrecting God, may this guard and keep your hearts and your minds in faith to Christ our Lord, to life everlasting.
Amen.